Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
At-tadarus with Hamza.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum everyone. This is season 2 and this is episode 2. And so today we are going to do a hadith. And this hadith is Inna alladhi laysa fi jawfi shay'un min al-Qur'ani kalbayti al-kharib. And what it means is, if you don't have the Quran in your heart, not even a little bit, you're like a haunted house or a scary house or something like that. Because if you like leave a house for 10 years and stuff, you'll see what happens. There'll be mice and everything will be disgusting, and there'll be everything everywhere, foxes. All those other disgusting, like spiders, rats, and stuff, and you don't want that in your heart, stuff like that. So basically, this is what Jawf is: the chest or the heart, or the heart. You can say chest or heart. And Qira'ah is reading, and Tafheem is understand it, and Tatbiq is to do it. And basically, you have to protect what is valuable. And this is like, if someone came shooting with a gun and waving it around, shooting bullets out of nowhere, you and your little brother was running near the road, you will grab him. And Hafiz means protection. You don't need to place the Quran outside, it needs to be inside. You just don't put it on shelves and don't read it, and it doesn't make sense. You need the Quran to be inside your heart. This is kharib. Al kharib is like this: haunted house, spooky, all of that. This is the how you will be if you had the Quran and in your chest. It'll be a lively, happy heart. And basically what you need to know is that wherever there's darkness, you can have nur in your heart, and it means basically light. When Yusuf alayhi salam went into the world, what happened? He still had nur, and he praised Allah and did dhikr. And this one is Yunus alayhi salam, where there were three darknesses: the outside, and the sea, and the way, as you can see. But he still had nur in his heart. And this is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, means. Angel Jibreel came to him and said Iqra, which means read, and told him to do dhikr. So that's the end of the show. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakatuka wa ta'ala jadka. No, it's like that. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم. Is that good?
That's a wrap. By the way, it's not Jibreel. It's English word is Gabriel.
Yeah.
And Arabic is Jibreel. Not Jibril. That's half English, half Arabic. Jibril, Gabriel, or Jibril. Anyway, done.
Let's read it out. Can I take my mic off?
Yeah,
I know how to do that.
Okay.
I've had these clips before.
Okay, Mr. Famous. Assalamu alaikum, guys. You have just watched At-Tadarus with Hamza. Leave a like. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. Useful things, obviously. No funky stuff here. Guy's a kid. Cut him some slack.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and Sirah are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.